Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. In a time of civil unrest, many cultural organizations are thinking deeply about racism in America, diversity in their organizations, and equity and inclusion in their services and community conversations. The League of American Orchestras has awarded grants to 28 orchestras nationwide with the intent of transforming organizational culture and amplifying the work in equity, diversity, and inclusion already being done. One of those 28 orchestras, the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. Its Executive Director Jennifer Teisinger is with us today to tell us more. Jennifer, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Also joining us, Delta David Geyer, Symphony's Music Director and Conductor. Maestro Geyer, thanks for returning.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations on this grant, just one in a long line of grants that have really celebrated and recognized the work the orchestra is already doing and encouraged more in that same direction. So Jennifer, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about the League of American Orchestras grant and its intention, and then we'll talk a little bit about what your orchestra's intentions are going forward.
Thank you. Well, the League of American Orchestras is managing and stewarding the Catalyst Fund grant, which is funded by the Mellon Foundation. And we are proud recipients of the Catalyst Fund this year, along with, I believe, 8 other orchestras across the nation. And the grant funds consultants to come and work with the South Dakota Symphony Board, staff, and musicians. To engage us in conversation and listening around equity, diversity, and inclusion. For us, it means engaging 2 very different consultants. One is through an organization you probably know called CAIRNS, the Center for American Indian Research and Native Studies, and the other through an organization called Equity Quotient. So we're actually looking at both the Native American side, very South Dakotan, and also the national sort of conversation around equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Maestro Geyer, this is a conversation that you have led on In the Moment for the past few years. You've led this conversation in the community, and I want to start with a reminder for people who maybe haven't heard some of those conversations about why it matters for an orchestra. Like, what is an orchestra, and what is it as an institution in a community, to where this not only is important, but it can be incredibly significant for the state of South Dakota.
I think that's true. I mean, this is it's a serendipitous moment receiving this, and with the protests around George Floyd and Black Lives Matter going back several years, because we've been about this work for more than a decade now, particularly with our Native partners, but also through our Bridging Cultures program, which is engaged the Arab community, Persian, Chinese, refugees, Africa, like these are different moments in the over the last several years where we've made music with people from these different ethnicities as a way of demonstrating cultural solidarity, as a way of allowing not just us on the stage, but our audiences as well to begin to understand one another in a different way, not just talking at each other, but being together, making music together, sharing what we love. This has been incredibly effective. So for us, it's an extension of what we've been doing, and we've been talking about for several years how to engage beyond the concert hall, beyond the performances themselves. So, for instance, Jesse Rosen, who's the president, the CEO of the League of American Orchestras, has challenged us for many years. It's like, loves the Dakota Music Project, but David, so how are you going to take the conversation? How are you going to like engage people after a performance, you know, and have them talk about these racial issues. And I kept saying, well, Jesse, we're not qualified to do that. You know, we're not a human services organization in that way. But he would never take no for an answer. So this actually enables us to bring in consultants to guide our conversations internally, so that we can actually broaden what we do and make it even more impactful than it already is.
Yeah. Jennifer, say more about that, you know, not taking a no for an answer and you know, not being a human services organization, but yet there is, you know, there's so much happening here and so much potential here. It's hard to imagine a direction that, you know, is not traditional for an institution to go into. What else can you add to what Maestro Geyer just said about that notion of the music beyond the concert hall, please?
Right. Well, we may not be a human services organization, but we are a community building organization. And when people come to the concert hall, or when musicians go into a school or a community center or a retirement community to perform and to talk to people about music, they're creating a sense of inclusiveness and a sense of belonging that we embrace in the concert hall, whether people are coming to hear Beethoven or music of a Native American composer or music from an Iranian composer. You know, whatever the music is, it's for everyone. And so I think for us, the conversation that these consultants will help us have with each other, with the board, with the staff, with the musicians, is goes a little deeper beyond the art and becomes a little bit more personal, really, about how we as individuals look at equity, diversity, and inclusion through each of us through our own unique lenses. And it's only through this introspection, I guess, that we can become a better reflection for the art that we're here to create and produce and share with the community.
Yeah. Mr. Geyer, it's one avenue to think about, you know, music being from everyone or you know, understanding each other in new ways through different kinds of music. And it seems like it's another avenue to look into as far as who is making that music, who gets to write that music, who gets to play that music, who gets to hold a cello in their hand when a cello is an expensive instrument and training, and it can be can really outprice a lot of people. Tell me a little bit, and I want to think back to when the Lakota Music Project was on their way to Washington, D.C., and I went to that send-off gathering, and they were playing music that was composed by these Lakota students that had very deeply personal stories attached to it. It was one of the most powerful parts of that send-off concert, to have these people have voices as composers. So talk a little bit, if you would, Maestro Geyer, about those efforts to really invite people into making the music and composing it, and then also playing it. What work needs to be done?
Well, I mean, the whole idea behind equity, diversity, and inclusion is inviting people to participate. Like we've sort of breaking down the barriers there are to access for audiences, yes, but also, as you just suggested, like, you know, for making the music, for composing the music, for having a say. Like, you know, when we were in D.C., talking with Emmanuel Black Bear from Pine Ridge and Brian Akipa from Sisseton, it's like, you know, if we really want to take this Lakota Music Project the next step, I mean, basically what we need to do is for us as the SDSO not to frame the conversation going forward, to allow you to frame the conversation. I mean, we're the ones who are gathering the funding, but we're not gathering the funding just so the orchestra can play. We're gathering funding so that we can do this together. So it's really about including people, inviting people to the table, taking their ideas, listening very carefully, and responding in meaningful ways. That's been the big lesson of Lakota Music Project. And in music is a powerful tool, to be sure, but it's just that human side of things that we need to be able to listen to each other better. We need to, you know, live together in a better way than we're doing now. We all know that there's got to be a better way to do it, but it begins with communication. So having these Lakota students writing their pieces and communicating their thoughts and their feelings and their histories is one way to do that, to validate their experience, to say, I see you, you matter to me, and we're going to do everything we can to figure out how to live together in a way that we can understand one another better.
Yeah. Maestro Geyer, how have the musicians of the orchestra who are participating in this work of equity, diversity, and inclusion through these new grants, particularly, how have they responded, you know, to the challenge ahead of them?
Well, I mean, actually, we've only had one meeting with the musicians, even before, I mean, right when when we found out that we got the grant, and we have a task force, a committee from our board that includes musicians and that will, you know, serve as the engine for this. But it's just really beginning. So all I can say about that at this point is that there's a lot of openness. People don't know what it's going to look like yet, because as Jen just suggested, I mean, it's going to be personal. You know, it's going to have us, you know, doing a fair bit of introspection as an institution, but also on an individual level, like just addressing our attitudes towards race, towards the way that we think about other people. So it's all to the good. You know, we're going to be able to dig down, but we'll think it's important that we do it together, and not just think about it as individuals.
Yeah.
I might add that the musicians who we talked to about participating in this Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee were very quick to say, yes, I want to be part of that. I want to be in that conversation. And this is a cross-organizational committee that includes staff members, musicians, board members, and of course, David. So there aren't very many committees, in fact, no other committee, that has that type of, you know, cross section, with the exception of the board. And everyone who is participating in it is eager to be there. In fact, it's become one of the committees that board members are volunteering to serve on as well. We're finding that people want to have this conversation. We're just not sure how to start. And that's where the consultants come in.
South Dakota Symphony Orchestra's Jennifer Teisinger and Delta David Geyer, thank you both so much for being here. We look forward to following this process that goes along. Come back and talk to us in the future as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.